Riviera Radio. Business.
Howdy.
Good morning.
How you doing, okay?
I'm okay, you alright?
Not so bad. You making a prediction yet?
Well, listen, the votes are still being counted, but there's no doubt Biden's path to the White House certainly looking more assured. Democrats' candidate is gaining confidence. We know that. I think is he six short now of the 270 required?
Is that what you're saying? I think that's an overestimation. I think that's with some of these swing states declared but not actually decided yet.
Okay, but what we do know is there's four states that are key to this election. There have been for some time. It's Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia. Pennsylvania is absolutely key within that. Biden looking very strong there. The votes coming in are likely to be Democratic. I think, has he got 20 electoral votes, Pennsylvania? I think if memory serves me correctly, that is the case. And then that would be enough to put him over the top, one would suspect. So if you look at his path to the White House, certainly looking an awful lot better than Donald Trump's, it has to be said. So I think at some point, probably in the next 48 hours or so, we could start to be thinking about the idea of a president-elect Biden.
Well, keep an eye on Georgia as well, because that's really tidying up. Trump's only 25,000 votes in the lead at the moment, and a lot of votes are coming in from Democratic-leaning counties, and that could swing it Biden's way.
Yeah, beyond the lawsuits, the recriminations and the rest of it, do you see a path to President Trump now?
Well, Arizona's interesting. Things are tightening up there. He could possibly win that. He could possibly win Nevada as well. I mean, he could still win.
Not enough.
He could still win Pennsylvania, and he's still in the lead at the moment. North Carolina has yet to declare. He could hang on to Georgia. It's still, you know, he's still got a path to victory, but it is looking more likely that Biden's going to win. But who knows how far and how long those legal challenges are going to go.
Very true, very true.
Is that all you got to say about it?
Well, you know, what more can you add to it beyond that than where we are today?
Interesting that the markets rallied strongly because the Senate looks like it's going to stay under Republican control, which means there's any widespread legislation on companies and big tech is probably not going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's right. The Founding Fathers believed in checks and balances, and certainly investors appreciated that notion yesterday as they shook off some of that electoral confusion. Been buying stocks, pushed major indexes to their biggest rally in 7 months. Traders bet a narrow victory by either Donald Trump or Joe Biden, most likely Joe Biden. And a split legislature with the Republicans controlling the Senate means aggressive tax hikes will be tempered and a more focused stimulus package is likely to be agreed. Also, you could argue adds pressure on the Federal Reserve to pump liquidity into the economy to make up for the fiscal shortfall. We'll be hearing from the Fed later today. They like to keep policy rates on hold. Market reaction, I say, positive. Equities were up. The Nasdaq, particularly technology, doing very well, was up 3.8%. S&P was up 2.2%. Economically sensitive sectors, banks, industrials underperforming a little bit. Fading prospects of an immediate multi-trillion dollar package prompt investors to bid up bonds as inflation risk, at least in the short term, diminishes. Yields were pushed lower by the most since June. 10-year yield fell below 0.8%. Opening calls on the European bourses this morning looking a lot calmer. Currently calling FTSE down 2 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 19 points. CAC 40 in Paris off 1 point.
Interestingly, oil spikes by 4% when Trump said last night he'd won.
Yeah, we have seen some movements in terms of oil prices. A number of factors affecting that. Of course, the economic outlook is important. Expectations of a prolonged period of lockdown would reduce demand and once again raise the prospect of supply gluts. Offsetting that has been, of course, OPEC Plus and signs that Russia may be looking to postpone a planned increase in output that's due for January. And of course, you've got President Trump. We know one of Joe Biden's key policies is this transition towards clean energy that would be bad news for fossil fuel.
Okay, and decision day at the Bank of England coming on the back of Michel Barnier saying that the two sides are still far apart on the Brexit deal. And The pound took a bit of a tumble on the news of that as well.
It did. A resurgent virus, second national lockdown, which starts today, lack of a Brexit deal and lacklustre inflation expectations, all impacting the UK's growth profile. Expectations are of a double-dip recession this year. Bank of England talking this morning, saying they expect the UK economy to contract by 11% during the course of this year and a contraction in the fourth quarter, followed by a softer recovery as you look through 2021. So pressure has certainly been building on the Bank of England. Remember, the MPC has already cut rates to a record low of 0.1%. 7%. Before this morning, they had an unprecedented £745 billion bond buying programme in place. That's not been enough to reflate the economy or stimulate the growth that is required. They've reacted to that today. They've increased the bond buying target by a larger than expected number, taking it to £875 billion. If the UK's growth profile deteriorates further as anticipated, then we can expect them, I think, to cut the base rate to zero, lower capital requirements for the banks, cut the term funding rate to boost lending to small and medium-sized enterprises. Negative interest rates is still that nuclear option when it comes to policy from the Bank of England. I think we'd need to see further deterioration of the UK's growth profile in order for that to come into play, given the broad range of unintended consequences that follows negative interest rates.
So you're down at Waitrose yesterday getting the Dom Pom and the Monte Cristos in, were you, for another round of lockdown?
It was absolutely packed. Waitrose is staying open, fortunately enough. I mean, there's sort of this debate taking place about what should be open and what shouldn't be open. Hardware stores are open, but home goods you can't buy, and children's food, I don't think, is a necessity. There's a whole debate around this sort of taking place, but the reality is effectively non-essential shops will close today. Bars, restaurants, of course, will close today. Not so important for me, but the hair salons will also be closed today.
That's definitely not important for you.
certainly impacting society. We know this lasts at least for 4 weeks. I'm suggesting it could be longer, and another big hit, as I say, to the UK economy.
Okay, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 129.5 this morning. What for Brexit news to move that in the next few days? Euro dollar coming in at 117. Going to get €1.10 for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
Speak to you tomorrow. Hank Potts from Barclays.